Your thoughts are the architects of your destiny. Welcome to the Sugar and Napalm Podcast. Join us as we explore the sweet and explosive world of human connections. Here is your host, Sandy.
Thank you, Jarvis, and welcome back to another episode of the Sugar and Napalm Podcast. Today, we're delving into an intriguing topic that might just change the way you approach manifesting your dreams. I'm talking about fasting and its surprising connection to accelerating manifestation. You might be wondering, how does skipping meals lead to manifesting my desires faster? Well, buckle up, because we're about to dive deep into this overlooked secret. Manifestation isn't just about wishful thinking. It's about aligning our thoughts, actions, and energies to attract what we want into our lives. But here's the kicker. Our bodies are often bogged down by stored energies from past traumas and stress, throwing our vibrational frequencies out of whack. Enter fasting. Whether it's a dry fast or with water, like I like to do, fasting helps cleanse these energies, paving the way for more powerful manifestations. It's like hitting the reset button for your body and mind, allowing you to realign with your true desires. And let's not forget about the importance of breaking the fast consciously. How we reintroduce food and align our post-fasting practices can make all the difference in our manifestation journey. So, how can we leverage fasting for rapid manifestation? Well, it's all about observing our energy and consciously opening ourselves up to receive. Whether it's through scripting, visualization, or I like affirmations, fasting primes our bodies to become vessels ready to manifest our deepest desires. It's a powerful practice that's often underestimated, but holds the key to unlocking our full manifestation potential. So, if you're ready to supercharge your manifestation journey, I would consider giving fasting a try. Here is how I incorporate manifestation and fasting into my life. As you know, everyone has dreams and aspirations, and your dear host is no different. While I will keep my personal affirmations to myself, rest assured that this does work, as long as you do it with purpose and intention. The particular style of manifestation I used is based on the theories of Nikola Tesla, and will be discussed in a future podcast. But what I will tell you is it only takes a few minutes a day in total, so it's not much of a time commitment. Repeating these affirmations throughout the day keeps your wishes, wants, dreams, and desires at the forefront of your mind. And since you're thinking about these desires frequently, your mind will subconsciously guide you to act in accordance to what you're trying to achieve. Now, these are small, incremental actions that, when accumulated, turn into potentially serious results. Now, I will admit to all of you listening that I do not intentionally manifest and fast in tandem, meaning I do both, but I do not do them together in order to supercharge the manifestation. But if it works out that way, that's great. But I consciously fast for the metabolic results specifically. And this is what it looks like. This is how I do it. I do what is called intermittent fasting. So I do fasting on a daily basis. So I begin my fast around 8 p.m. And the last thing I eat will usually be Greek yogurt. I like strawberry. And I mix it with some granola. Or I'll eat some fruit, something like a banana. And then I'll wash it down with something to drink, and that's it for the entire night. I usually go to bed and fall asleep around 11 p.m. and I will sleep until 6 a.m. or so, and then I will go to the gym. And when I go to the gym, I go to the gym on an empty stomach. While I work out, I take minimal sips of water to stay somewhat hydrated. I would say I probably drink less than 8 ounces of fluid per workout. Probably not the best thing to do, but that's just how it goes. I do not break my fast until about 11 a.m. or so. Typically, I'll have a protein shake, or lately I've been eating just a protein bar. And then in the middle of the day, I'll have some more fruit. And at night, I will have a Air Fingers Quote normal dinner. And this is usually around 5 p.m. Mostly protein and vegetables. This is just an example of what I do. It is not nutritional advice, but it works for me. Well, that's all for today's somewhat short episode of the Sugar and Napalm Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, the power to manifest your dreams is within reach. Next week, we are going to discuss the grudge list. If you've ever been dumped by that special someone, you're going to want to listen. And in the next podcast, it very well may help you recover from that hideous breakup faster than you thought imaginable. Until next time, stay hungry for your goals and keep manifesting greatness. See you on the flip side. Tune in every Thursday for a unique journey that is both entertaining and enlightening. The Sugar and Napalm Podcast, available on Spotify, Apple, and Google. Remember, life is messy, and tomorrow's a new day.